Unit 18. 1. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks with the right words.
听对话，根据听到的内容写出对话所缺的单词。
Good evening, Ben and Janet.
Good evening.
Thanks for inviting us.
Are you hungry? A little. Would you like some mooncakes? Yes.Thank you. Look, Janet, mine is nicer than yours. It has nuts in it.
But I think mine is not bad. It's sweet.
Would you like another one? May I? Yes, thanks. Oh, this is nicer than the other one. It has an egg inside.
This one is very delicious. Yummy, yummy.
What about another one?Oh, no, thank you.
They're very delicious, but we can't eat any more.
Look at the moon. It looks brighter and more round today.
Yes, the moon always looks brighter and more round at the Mid-Autumn Festival.
2. Listen to the email from Mike to his friend in the USA. Then...Answer the questions.
根据 Mike 给朋友写的电子邮件内容回答问题。
Hi, Sam. Thanks for your email. Do you want to know more about China? Now, let me tell you about the festival we are going to have tomorrow in China. The Mid-Autumn Festival is like our Thanksgiving. Families get together.It usually comes in September or October. This year, it's going to be on September 15th. On that day, families eat a big dinner, as we do. They also eat mooncakes. These are small, round cakes. They are thicker, but smaller than pizza. They are usually sweet and very delicious.Many families eat their dinner outside in the open air. The moon looks brighter and more round on this day. In America, we call this moon the harvest moon. Chinese people often talk about their families and tell the story of Chang'e. I'm going to my best friend Yongxian's home for the Mid-Autumn Festival.Yours, Mike. Module 7, Revision. 1. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks with the right words.
根据听到的内容，写出对话所缺的单词。
I want to buy some meat.
What do you want to buy that for?
To make some dumplings for the spring festival dinner. Is this piece nice?
Look, that piece of meat is cheaper than this one.
But it's smaller.
This one is the best of all, I think.
Okay, let's take this one. 2. Listen to the questions and write down the answers.
听问题按实际情况写下问题的正确答案。
1. Are you going to the cinema tomorrow evening?
2. Are you from Hunan?
3. Which city is bigger, Changsha or Guangzhou?
4.What city is the capital of France?
5. Which city has a larger population?
6. Did you go to the zoo yesterday?
7. What time did you get up this morning?
8. What did you do yesterday evening?
3. Listen to the dialogue and write down the answers.
听对话，并根据对话回答问题。
Mr. Moore often forgets things. Now he is going on a trip. He is going to visit London for 2 weeks. His wife, Susan Moore, is asking him questions.
Did you pack your bag last night, dear?
Yes, I did. I packed everything.
But you didn't pack more shirts.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't. Did you pack your sweater? It is colder in London than in our city.
Oh, I didn't. I forgot.
Did you pack your umbrella? It's rainy in London this month.
Oh, I didn't. I forgot.
Did you pack your coat?
I can't remember.
No, you didn't.
How do you know?
You're wearing it. Ha ha.
4. Listen to the jokes and fill in the blanks with the right words.
听读笑话，写出笑话所缺的单词。
If you have a group of sheep and I give you a group of sheep, how many groups of sheep will you have? An old farmer asked a young farmer. That's the easiest question in the world, said the young farmer. 1 and 1 is 2. I will have 2 groups of sheep. The old man laughed and said, You're wrong, young man. 2 groups of sheep put together is still 1 group. That's the easiest question in the world.